Yeah, so when Tosis is actually Megillah, get so Tosis, Lab Dafka Shem Megillah, get Mamish. Shmuel said that by Tzli, official, you measure the Gid against the whole Yerach. And if the Gid is nice and time on the Yerach, the whole Yerach is awesome. If you don't have Shishim, or according to Tosis, possible lepus, whatever the Shia is, according to Tosis, it's Shishim. If you don't have Shishim in the Yerach, can I get the Gid? So the whole Gid, the whole Yerach becomes awesome. But by Tzli, Shmuel said that Tzli is not the way. But Tzli is not Moyelik the time into the whole Yerach. You can cut all the way down, you can eat all the way down to the Gid. So Tosis says, Lab Dafka Shem Megillah, get Mamish. The search in here, could they clip a stomach like it? That feels like they're in the cute, and it looks like she in here. Could I'm a brace pair sell it, Kate sell it, not a brace, but I care, because they look into this McClayman. Lisagi be clip. Tosa says that Sli also absorbs taste to a certain extent. Certainly, could they clip up? Where did Tosa get the notion of could they clip up? That we'll see in the Hemshech of Tosa from the Gemara about Hamutek Tzainan. You have a hot piece of meat, falls into the cold milk. So even if you say that the milk itself doesn't heat up, the hot piece of meat, since it's right now hot, the milk cools it off. But till it gets cooled off, right now it's hot. The Gemara says that it's berlein kedei klipa. So you see that that's not bishul, the milk is cold, so there's no bishul going on. The milk stays cold. You hold tatar gova, the milk stays, right, that's a machlekes in the Gemara. If you log over, or Pesachim, if you log over, or tatog over, when you have a hot thing that falls into a cold thing, a hot piece of milk falls into a cold cup of pot of milk, or vice versa, so eventually it reaches an equilibrium and nothing is hot. But what happens first? You know, before everything cools off. Do I say the hot piece of meat makes the milk hot, then you have real bishul, then the whole milk will become awesome. This is bishul. But do I say the cold milk cools off the hot piece of meat, and then no real bishul happens. So that's machlekes ilog. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says ilog over, and Shmuel says tato gavar. What's the physics of that? I don't know exactly what's the physics of that. There is a phenomenon in physics that if you have hot water and cold water. The hot water rises and the cold water sinks because the hot water is not as dense as the cold water. I don't know if that's related to the tug or not, basically. But Rakapodim, that's machlekes, and we pass in tatogava. So let's say a case tatogava. You have a hot piece of meat, a hot piece of meat falls on top of some cold milk, so it all cools off and the milk doesn't heat up. But the meat in the initial contact, the meat is hot. So the Gemara says that while the meat is still hot, it's melech they clean. So that's where you see at a very minimum is the concept of kedei klipa. Now, Tosis assumes that's not better than sleep. The hot piece of meat, by sleep, it's also hot meat. Right? When you roast the yerech, the yerech gets hot. The yerech gets hot. The gid gets hot. So maybe there's no bishul going on. There's no bishul going on in that case either. Then the milk stayed cold. But the hot piece of meat absorbs the kedei klipa. So at the very least, says Tosis, sleep is going to absorb the kedei klipa. But then Tosis says, maybe sleep absorbs even more than the kedei klipa. Maybe sleep is better than that case. That's just a hot piece of meat, but it's not actually roasting. Here, by roasting, maybe it absorbs even more than a kedei klipa, maybe it absorbs a kedei netila. And that's Tosfos Shita L'maaseh at La'alocha, that Sli absorbs a kedei netila. What's his source? His source is from the Gemara in Pesachim, of Notach Meroit Ve'alacheres V'chazerei Lov Yitol Es V'Kainan. The case that where there is, you have a Korban Pesach, it's roasting in an oven. That's Sliyesh. The fire is underneath, and it's inside an oven. And so that's sliyesh, that's fine. But then some of the roitiv splattered onto the side of the oven, and the side of the oven is hot. So now the roitiv cooks on the side from the side of the oven. It's not sliyesh because the side of the oven is not esh. The walls of the oven, the metal or earthenware, whatever it is, the walls of the oven are not esh. They're told to say esh, but they're not esh. So that roitiv now becomes possible. You're not allowed to eat it. It's not sliyesh. That right then fell back onto the Korban Pesach. And it gets absorbed to a degree into the Korban Pesach. But how is it getting absorbed? Not with Bishul. There's no Bishul going on. That place assumes that's a kind of sleep. That's its sleep. The right is making contact with the Basar, and that's its sleep. And again, it says yitulis mekayme. The Mishnah says yitulis mekayme. Yitulis mekayme means more than a kedei klipa. Yitulis mekayme means you have to take off a substantial amount. The mokam arayt. The place can say. The place say it means like an etzba. That's the rule of thumb. But akapanim, it's a more substantial amount than a kedei klipa. So the place says, oh, it seems in that gemara that sli needs more than a kedei klipa. It's not like cham lepech tzayim. All you need is a kedei klipa. When it's on it, when it's in a fire and there's a sli going on, then it's berlei amor, it's berlei kedei netilo. So Taisus, maybe tzli needs to have, based on that gemara, and that's basically that is the gemara, not a gemara, it's a mishnah. That mishnah is the source for the notion that tzli needs netilas mokav. So Taisus says, maybe we could bedoich him. Taisus says, maybe we could bedoich that raya. Taisus says, m'lein nechalek, d'shem reitiv mispashet yoysen migid. And maybe reitiv, since it's maybe Reitiv is nice and tight. Maybe it spreads out further. In the case of a situation that's sli, maybe a git is a dry thing. So maybe git only is a tach only kedei klipa. Maybe Reitiv is different. The Reitiv is mispashed more, and that's why over there you have to have kedei. That's why there you have to have kedei netiv. Tais over here doesn't spell out so much what exactly is the difference between Reitiv and a git. Is it the fact that it's a liquid? The liquid goes further than the solid. So we look at places later. Shiny chelik the mefapeya. So that's the Gemara talking about the fact that even by tzli, the Gemara says that chelik spreads out throughout the whole behemoth. So you have a zedisha tzolik bechelbei. The Gemara is going to talk about. So there it's mefapeya in the whole chaticha. So places over there says shiny chelik the mefapeya. Kach osra afilu harosh. That's where the chelav goes all the way up, even against gravity. It goes up. It's asks the holy being. So places hoda mina not that right for the cheres because chelav yitulis mekayme besulai by reitiv. Why is it enough to have yitulis mokum? Why do you say the same thing by reitiv? Reitiv is also fatty. But why don't you say that it should ask the whole carbon pesach? Hayim mishum the reitiv ainim mifakeh kol kach tzir bi'alma uvelay shulam. A reitiv is not shum. It's not really fat. It's just tzir. So places also later on says tzir is not the same thing as fat. And if it's not mefapeya kol kach, lashon of Taisus mashma that a certain amount of the mefapeya that seer has, it's not mamish shumen. It's more like it's a seer, but it's mefapeya, to a certain degree. It's not kol kach, but it's just spread out in the whole chaticha. The mashmoi said noim is the Taisus that Taisus understood that this that Taisus over there connects with the Taisus by us that maybe Reitiv goes further than Git. That a right that has a certain amount of fattiness to it. It's not mamash shuman, that it's mefapeya in the whole thing. But Tosi uses the word that it's not mefapeya kol kach. A little bit is mefapeya. To be mefapeya is a lashon that we use by chelav. Chelav is mefapeya. What does mefapeya mean? Rashi gives me a French word. French we're not learning. But mevatpis v'chelav. Chelav is mevatpis. So the bubble percolates. So if from the fact that Tosi uses the word in regard to right that it's not mefapeya kol kach, the mashmoes ha'dorim is it's not mefapeya kol kach, but a certain amount of piafua it has. Mustama, that's what Tosef means by us. That maybe right to this taka better. Maybe right to it's not mamash chelav, it's not mamash shuman, but it's enough that it can go kedei netila. But maybe by gid, which doesn't have any shabunis at all, maybe by gid it's enough to have a kedei klipa. But Tosef's not sure about it. Tosef by us says maybe that's not true. Maybe right to it's not considered to be like chelav at all, and therefore it's and yet you need kedei netila. You see that sli asks kedei netila. So then get also asks kedei netila. And maybe not. Maybe reitiv is different. Maybe reitiv has a certain amount of piapua power, and therefore it asks kedei netila. But gid, which is mamish, not mepapei at all, so maybe that's only kedei klipa. So I mentioned yesterday, the Rashba is chelak on Taisus. And the Rashba holds in Taisus Abayis that sli only asks kedei klipa. I not of mirayt fe'al acheres. What does he do with not of mirayt fe'al acheres? So the Rashi himself says that reitiv is different. Reitiv is a dover ha-mefapeya. The Rashi holds, and the Rashi holds, it's more in the Rashi that the reitiv is chelev gomer. I mean, it's shuman gomer. It's mefapeya in the whole karma. The Rashi says, "V'yesha oisik kedei netilu sheyosin." After the Rashi explains that sli only asks kedei klipa, says, "But there are other things. There are some things that asks kedei netilu." which he says is Yosef and Klipa. Kishir Klipa is only Shayitol Klipa Daka. So there are some things that Aser by Tzli, not only Kedei Klipa, but they Aser by Oimek Yosef, they Aser Kedei Netilo. Vuhu Chol Domesh Yeshle Piapua Shenofu B'mokum Yaduha Menachak Ticho. Anything that's Mefapea, anything that has the quality of Chelev that is Mefapea, when it falls in a Mokum Yaduha, it Aser Kedei Netilo. So there's an obvious question. If you're calling a Reuter something which is Mefapea, and he seems to say this is the class of things, Reuter belongs to the class of things that are Mefapea. That includes Chelev. So then why does it only ask the Mokum why is it only ask the Mokum where it fell? If it's Mefapei, it should ask the whole Korah Pesach. But I feel Oznoi. The Gemara says by us, Dishat Soli Bechelbe, it asks I feel Rosh Oznoi. So why is the right over there only ask the Kedei Netilah of the Korah Pesach, should ask the whole thing? This is presumably why, this question I'm asking, is presumably why Taisus does not entertain that maybe Reitiv is like Chelev. Maybe Reitiv is Mamish Shadovar Mefapei El Gamri. Why isn't Tosfos entertain that? Tosfos doesn't never detain it. He says maybe it's more than a gid. It's mefapei ktsas. But Tosfos never entertained that she got chaylev. It's mefapei legamri. Because Tosfos held if it's mefapei legamri, you should ask it the whole Torah Pesach. But afilu mirosh osnah. That doesn't say in the Mishnah. So Akolch Reitiv is not mamash like chaylev. So maybe it's mefapei ktsas. Maybe it's not. That's the sof of the Tosfos. But the Rashi says that chaylev, that Reitiv is a dover mefapei. It's no different than chaylev. Well, if it's no different than chaylev, so why is it an ask of the whole Torah Pesach? What's the answer? The Rashi himself is going to say the answer. What's the answer? What?
Betel
B'shishim. It's what? Betel B'shishim. Betel B'shishim. The Rashi says, Sha'af al pi she'eish shishim mechakit v'chatichol. Even though you have shishim connected the Dover HaMefapeah, and therefore doesn't ask the whole behemo, because the shishim connected it, but nonetheless, Sarech l'itul es mekaymai, k'may sha'amar perakets et sa'il, not if m'reit v'lacharis v'chazer elav y'itul es mekaymai. The Rashba addresses the question. The Rashba says the Chelev doesn't ask the whole Korban Pesach because you have Shishim. The little bit of Reitiv that fell on the Korban Pesach, you can't ask the whole Korban because there's Shishim Kenegdoi. By the Gdish, it's only Bechelboi, there wasn't Shishim. In fact, the Gemara later has a case where Rabbi Yechon was Matir, such a Gdi, and the Gemara says it was Chelev Kochosh, and one of the Pshatim and Rishayim is that Chelev Kochosh means that there wasn't that much fat, so there was Shishim Kenegdoi, so it didn't ask the Gdi. So the Rashi learns that that's the case of Notif Reitiv Lecheres as well. The Reitiv doesn't ask, it's a Dover Mefapeah, but it doesn't ask the Gdi, because the Shishim and the Gdi connect the Mokam connect the Reitiv. So, but then there's an obvious question. I mean, why didn't Tosfos think that? Why didn't Tosfos say that too? So, because there's an obvious problem. Which is, what?
Why did they not see
that? Do I have to take what Kedei Netilah? If the chaylev is mefapeya, if the reitiv is like a chaylev and it's mefapeya, and it spreads out to the whole gdi, and the whole gdi is mevat and it's bottled b'shishim, so why do you even have to be noitel as mechaylev? Why is it different l'mashul and bishul? Bishul also spreads, it's mechalev the time to the whole chatil. So if you cook a gdi in a yerech, so it's the Mishnah says in yesh b'noisim, if you have shishim kenegdo, it's not noisim time in the yerech, so it's mutter. And say you have to eat those mekaymai. Why don't I say that? Well, yeah, the cooking spread the time of the gid all out to the whole yerech, and then it was bottled to shishim. But you still have to be noitel as mekaymai. No, because the cooking spreads the whole time evenly to the yerech, and if the yerech is shishim connected, then that's it. Then you're home free. So what's going on over here? He says by chaylev the chaylev is mefapei into the whole chaticha, and there it's hakav bottled to shishim. The roitiv is a dover mefapeya, but it's bottled to shishim. But nonetheless, you have to be noitelis mekaymi. What's this nonetheless? Why? If it's mefapein for the whole chaticha, then it's batul b'shishim. So why do you mainly have to be noitelis mekaymi? This is clearly why Tosfos learns not like the Rashi. And Tosfos holds that the roitiv can't be considered to be a dover mefapeya. Because if it would be a dover mefapeya, either it would ask the whole korban pesach, or if there was shishim kenegdoi, then it wouldn't ask her anything. Hashdipa says that the shulman is only mefeyah, that the roitiv is not like a chaylev. But shita satosis is that a chaylev, shita satosis is it's mashma that real chaylev, if it's bottled with shishim, it's multiple, then it's mutul legamim. Something which really isn't mefeyah, but the Rashba has this strange compromise. The chaylev could be bottled with shishim the whole behemoth, but you still have to have yitlis mekaylev. So what's the Havon and the Rashba? What's the Pshat? Why should that be so? So Divi Arashva are Aniyim Mimokam Zeh, Vashir Mimokam Achem. And the Rashva, the answer to this riddle is in the Rashva and the Chidushim of Chulin Daf Ches, where the Rashva talks about the Gemara about Beis Hashchita. The Gemara says that when you shecht an animal, the Chaitz of Beis Hashchita is Reseach. But if the Beis Hashchita is Reseach, then we say after you need then the meat by the Beis Hashchita is also Kadei Klipo, because the Shanun is Issa that's on the Sakin. It was a Sakin that used to shecht the Issa. So the shanunus that's on the sakin will, use the sakin to shech the trait animal. So now it has some fat, some greasiness from the trait food. So it's going to be belay kadei klipa. So it asks kadei klipa. So all of you showing me ask. Taisus talks about why kadei klipa. So if your old sli only asks kadei, why only kadei klipa? Yeah, so sli only asks kadei klipa. That's the chor. That's good. The rashi old sli only asks kadei klipa. The problem is, but it's a shanunus. Shanunus is mifapeya. Why doesn't Rashi the whole behemoth? So the Rashi answers. He has a few answers to the Rashi, but one of the answers the Rashi says is that the shamnunis is so little that he can't answer the whole behemoth because it's bottled b'shishim in the whole behemoth. But if it's bottled b'shishim in the whole behemoth, then why does it ask a klipa? It's up to Rashi that even though the shamnunis is bottled b'shishim in the whole behemoth, it's mefapeya added to the whole behemoth where it becomes bottle meroyim. But he says, but it's legara from a dover kochus that asks kadei klipa. It's a new sort. He says, even though the chadover shomer is mefapeya and it percolates to the whole behemoth, and there's bottle b'shishim, but at the same time, it's not different than a dover, it's not better than a dover kochus, which asks b'mekayme kadei klipa. So the shuman asks b'mekayme kadei klipa. Says the Rashba, Rayel Adovar, just Sas Rayel Adovar, from the Gemara about from the Mishnah of Notel Mirait Vaya, not of Mirait Vaya Cheres, Yitlis Mekaymoi. So that's all he says. He says, Sas Rayel Adovar from the Mishnah that they're not of Mirait Vaya Cheres, Yitlis Mekaymoi. So what's the Rayel from the Mishnah? What does he mean? So the two Rashbas of Chayram ask each other. That's exactly what he means. The Rashba is assuming that the Raitiv is a Dovah Shaman. So it's a Dovah Shaman, it's Mefapay into the whole carbon Pesach. Where obviously it's bottle beroyv, because otherwise it would ask the whole carbon test. So it must be that it's bottle beroyv. So if it's bottle beroyv, so why is it asked? So why does it have to be equal as mekayimit? Al kochach, that even though the chaylev is mefapeya avim to the roitiv, is mefapeya into the whole carbon, and it's bottle beroyv, but the mekayimit it's the last is kedei netila. So Meili says, who adin by the base of shchita, even though the shamnun is mefapeya avim to the whole behema, where it's taka bottle beroyv, but nonetheless it's the last is kedei klipa, because the gar mekochach. Ashkan Devei Rashba. So there's two questions here in this Rashba. The first is in Svar. Like, what's the Svar? And why is it different than Bishul? If the nature of Chaylev is that it's Mepapeya out of the whole Chaticha, and the whole Chaticha is about to the Shishim, so what is this other Svar that it's like Garmi Mikochosh? What do you mean, like Garmi Mikochosh? It is Garmi Mikochosh. In this case, it's going to be kochosh because kochosh the time only goes a little bit, and then it's not bottle b'shishim. And here the time goes all the way out, and therefore it is bottle b'shishim. Again, like Bishul, is Bishul worse than sli or better than sli? Last question: is Bishul worse than sli or better than sli? Well, it's worse and it's better. Bishul is worse than sli. The sli only asks kadei klipo or kadei netila according to Taisus. Their asper is kadei klipo, and Bishul asks the whole yerach. So Bishul is worse. And in one way. But another way, the fact that it's worse also makes it better. Because if you have bitul b'shishim, if you have some chazer that falls into a pot of soup. So, in a way, it's worse than sleep. If you had the chazer that you would sail it with some soup with kosher meat, it would only ask a kadei klipa. Now in a pot of soup, the chazer asks the whole soup, on the one hand. On the other hand, if you have shishim in the soup, connected to the chazer, then bishul is better. Because whenever time comes out, it becomes bottle b'roy, it becomes bottle b'shishim. You take the piece of chazer out, and the soup is mutter. He understands this. So what is this svar over here? That dover shomen is like gar from a dover kachosh. Why is it like gar? About it's gar. It's gar because the taste spreads out and becomes bottle b'shishim. So that's number one. So what's the svar of the Rashi? Yeah, we know what kind of svar we're looking for. I mean, we're not looking for like a lumbus, chapsagabra, that's not the kind of lumbus that's going to help us over here. The Rashba is saying something physical. We want to understand, just get a handle on what exactly is the Rashba, what is the physical thing that the Rashba is, that the Rashba is saying. So the Chor, what the Rashba is saying, is that, let's consider a case. So you have Chelel HaKloyes. Let's say Chelel HaKloyes. Rashi mentioned Chelel HaKloyes. Talk about Chelel HaKloyes. So you have a gdi and you roasted it with the Chelel HaKloyes. So Gemara says that is mefapeya, the chaylev is mefapeya into the whole behem. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the chaylev of klois picks up and disappears and goes out into the whole behem, and if you would open it up and look at the klois, there would be no chaylev over there? That is not true. A lot of the chaylev of klois is still there. If you cut open the animal, you'll see the chaylev of klois. It just means that the chaylev of klois sends out fat. It sends out shamnunus that's mefapeya out into the whole behem. But the chaylev is still there from klois. Chaylev is still there. And even by Bishul, for that matter, that would be true. What the Rashba is saying is, that the Chaylev, in our example, the Chaylev HaKloyes does two different things. First of all, the Chaylev sends out Shamnunus, that's Mifapeya. Besides, and that's Batul B'Shishim if you have a big enough behemoth. But then besides that, the Chaylev does another Pu'ula. Besides the Pu'ula of sending out Shamnunus out into the whole behemoth, the chaylev has another pu'ula, which is to asik de klipa samachle. And that's no different than a kochosh. Even like a dove kochosh, if I sleep, would asik de klipa samachle, it would be nice and tam into the klipa samachle. So chaylev, besides the pu'ula of sending out shamunis into the whole behemoth, also gives tam to the klipa samachle, and that's a separate pu'ula. That's the Ivra, what that says here in Rashbam. That's for sure. That's the Ivra. In other words, by Bishul, the Bishul does only one Pula. The Bishul is Mechalak the time into the whole Kedera. And that's all it does, and it does it equally. It's equally distributed out into the whole Kedera. And if it's Batul B'Shishim, it's Batul B'Shishim. End of story. By Chaylev, by Tzli of Chaylev, there's two Pulas. There's the Pula of sending out Shamnunas to be Mefapeh out into the whole Chaticha. And that can have Batul B'Shishim. But the Rashba says, besides the pu'ula of sending out shamnunis, there's a separate pu'ula that the chaylev does no different than a dova kochosh. A dova kochosh by tzli would ask the klipa samachlei, would be nice and tam than the klipa samachlei. So chaylev is also nice and tam than the klipa samachlei. And that's a separate pu'ula from the sending out of shamnunis. So the shamnunis that it sends out, you know, that colonizes the whole behemah, that's batul b'shishim. But the chaylev in kaima is still asking the klipa, and that's not batul b'shishim. That's the Garmi Kokosh. That's the Ivritaych in the Rashba. I thought maybe to be Mosif, and this is optional, we don't have to be wedded to this. I thought maybe to be Mosif Havana, which is, you know, we learned of time of Lema Moshe. We have a concept of time of Lema Moshe. If you hold time for the Raisa, time of Lema Moshe, Terasa, time for the Rabbana, some of the Rabbana time of Lema Moshe is also. But whether it's a Raisa, whether it's a Rabbana, there's a concept of time of Lema Moshe. So the Adam HaChaykes Yishayim, what's the definition of time of Lema Moshe? What does it mean to know my Moshe? Adam HaChaykes Machim Yishayim. HaChaykes Ashi and Taisus. By Gemara says, Basar B'Cholav is an example. Gemara in Kukes, Abai and Ova, says that Basar B'Cholav is an example of time of Lema Moshe. So Rashi learns, time of Lema Moshe means the Basar in the Cholav, and the Cholav in the Basar, they're both time of Lema Moshe. It's the Cholav that goes into the Basar is Nimarech, in the Basar, and the Basar that's nice and time, and the Cholav is certainly not there. There's no Mamosha, so it's all time of Elay Mamosha. And we said at the time, Rashi the Shitosoi, that Chaylev Shini Mayach in Avodah Zarah by Samach Zayin, that Yerchan is a member of time of Elay Mamosha, and like in all of, and Rashi they says, what's called time of Elay Mamosha? Chaylev Shini Mayach. You have Chaylev and Shini Mayach into some grisim or something, and that's called, you don't have any Mamoshas. What do you mean, no Mamoshas? The Chaylev is there, it's just melted, you don't see it, but we know that it's there. Where did the Chaylev go? It melted into the grisim. In Rashi's world, that's called time of Elay Mamosha. Taisus is Chaylev. Taisus in Nosu says that time of Elay Mamosha, when Abai and Rabbah call Bosa the Cholav time of Elay Mamosha, they're not talking about the Cholav and the Bosa. The Cholav that goes into the Bosa, that's not time of Elay Mamosha. It's Cholav inside. That's Mamosha. Time of Elay Mamosha is the Bosa that's nice and time in the Cholav. When the Bosa is nice and time in the Cholav, there's nothing there. There's no Bosa floating around inside the Cholav. It's disembodied time. That's called time of Elay Mamosha, and Abai says the Raisa, and Rabbah says not there, I say. And that's the issue of time, emotion, time, kicker, and so on. The Rashba Teres Abaye says like this. And it's very similar to the Rabban in Chulun Sadakhes that we talked about. The Rabban says part of the Chiddush of Tam Kikr, if it's the Raisa, part of the Chiddush of Tam Kikr is that a disembodied Tam, which the Chor is nothing, the Torah says that it's also. So, this notion of disembodied time. And we see that, and the Rashi, I think, also has this. He says that the Basar and the Cholov is time of Lema Moshe. The Cholov and the Basar is not. So I was thinking like this. When you have Tzli, and the Basar is, and it, by every Tzli, and the Isser is nice and time in the Kadei Klipa. So that's time of Lema Moshe. It's a disembodied time that goes into the Kadei Klipa. But what about Chaylev Itz Mefapaya? Is that time of Lema Moshe, or is that my Moshe? That's my Moshe. The Chaylev, some of the Chaylev is mefapeya. It sounds like it's a mamosha that's percolating around. It's mefapeya into the boss. So that's two different pulois. There's the pula of where a mamosha of chaylev, globules of fat, are mefapeya out into the boss. That's one pula. And then there's a different pula that when you have tzli, the dover ha'osur is noisin disembodied time, time ibele mamosha into the klipa ha'samachle. It's a different process. This is a process of Mamoshoi, and this is a process of time of Olei Mamoshoi. So that's up to the baby, that's that one in the Rashba. The Chaylev that's Mefapeya, the whole Chaticho, that's one physical process of time of Mamoshoi. The Mamish Mamoshoi of Chaylev goes out into the Chaticho. But that's Bottle B'Shishim in the case of Reitav, it's Bottle B'Shishim. By the base of Shchit, it's Bottle B'Shishim, a little bit of Shamunis on the night. But then there's another process, the process of time of Olei Mamoshoi. That when you have tzli, the dover also is nice and time in the klipa samachloi. That's a different process. That process is only the klipa. By bishul, the nesinas time is also into the whole tafsha. By bishul, when you cook a piece of meat into a bunch of milk, the basar is nice and time. The nesinas time is in the whole there. The time of Elohim HaMoshoi, the disembodied time, goes out into the whole there. So that's the only process there is. And if it's Batul B'Shishim, it's Batul B'Shishim. But by Tzli, the time of Elohim HaMoshoi, the Nesinah's time, is only the Klikipa HaSomachlek. I, the Chaylus, Mefapeh into the rest of the Chaticha. That's a different process. That's a process of that's a Mamoshidika process of globules of fat floating around. And those are two different physical processes. I'm not saying this has to be the Habana what it's for sure says in the Rashba is that what says the Perish in the Rashba is that Chaylev being Mefapeh and Ol Chaticha is a different process than the Nesinah's time and the Klipa HaSamachlei. Both things could happen at the same time. You could have Chaylev being Mefapeh and the whole Chaticha, and that's one process, and that might be Batul B'Shishim. But nonetheless, you have another separate process that the Chaylev is nice in time and the Klipa HaSamachlei because it's Legor from Kochosh. I'm suggesting a way to understand that, because this is a mamoshu time. This is a time of mamoshu kind of process, and this is a time of a loy mamoshu kind of process. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think what it certainly says in the Rashba is that these are two totally different kind of processes. I think there's a rebbe here also going back to something from yesterday. You know, Tosis had Akasha, the previous Tosis. Tais and the Ramban, they both had a kasha. What Shmuel's chiddush that Sli only asks today doesn't ask the whole yerech. Chaylev ha'eichel. What the chiddush? Malicha. We know Malicha doesn't ask the whole yerech because before the bishul there was a Malicha and that didn't ask the whole yerech. And Malicha is kireseach. So if it's Malicha, it's Malicha is kireseach. And so if we already know from the Mishnah that Malicha doesn't ask the whole yerech, so what's the chiddush of Shmuel that Sli doesn't ask the whole yerech? And yes, they had a question. What's the kasha? Sli is stronger than Malicha. So one of the kashas was because according to Tosis, Malicha only asks Kedei Klipa and Sli asks Kedei Nekila. Yeah, if that's true, the Marsha says it's not true. Right, for that, I have nothing to add. But we had a similar question in the Ramban. The Ramban, I don't know what he holds about Sli, if it's Kedei Klipa or Kedei Nekila, but the Ramban also says that Sli is better than Klipa in regard to, the Ramban has a chiddush, that Malicha does not cause Chaylev to be Mefapeya. And only Sli causes Chaylev to be Mefapeya. No, so you see that Sli is stronger than Malicha. So why does Ramban ask Tosis? Because Ramban also asks Tosis Kasha. I know from the Mishnah that Malicha only asks Kedei, doesn't ask the whole Yerech, it only asks Kedei Klipa by a Dover Kochosh, by a Gid. I know from the Mishnah that when you Maleach a Gid, the whole Yerech doesn't become Osir. So what's the Chiddush that Sli doesn't ask the whole Yerech? What's Shmuel's Chiddush? But that's the same problem than the Ramban. Ramban, what are you talking about? You yourself hold that Malicha is not as strong as Sli. Sli causes Chaylev to be Mefapeya, and Malicha doesn't cause Chaylev to be Mefapeya. So maybe in regard to how far the maybe by Dabar Kachosh also they're different. Maybe Malicha only asks Kedei Klipa and maybe if you but maybe Sli of a Gid maybe that asks the whole Yerech. Like what's and Shmuel doesn't tell me otherwise. What we see now in the Rashba, chelif being mefarpeh is a different physical process entirely than the regular nesinas tam that we're usually talking about. So yeah, the Ramban holds that other physical process of piapua, that's a special physical process that chelif mefarpeh, and that's triggered by heat and it's not triggered by melichah. But that's not. But as far as the regular pula of heat, that heat is mavliya is nice and tam. So there the rule is the maliyah is kerasech the sleep. The Gemara says maliyah is kerasech the sleep. The Rabban understood that to mean that maliyah does the same thing that sleep does. I wouldn't even, how can you say maliyah does the same thing as sleep does? Sleep makes chayla be mefapeya and maliyah doesn't make things be mefapeya. Yeah, because the Gemara in Tanakh Zayin of Advaic Beis, which talks about maliyah chayla kerasech, is not talking about chayla being mefapeya. You know, sleep maybe does other things that maliyah that I can't do. I don't know. Causes forest fires, and maliyah doesn't cause forest fires. Like this. I'm sure there are things that Slika do that Malicha can't do. But Le'inyin, what Shmuel was talking about, in the Sinas Tam, so Malicha, Malicha is nice and tam, the same way Sli is nice and tam. So the Ramban understood well that if Malicha doesn't, is not nice and tam in the whole Yerach. Right? Love a Kochosh, there's no Piyatu. Right? If Malicha is not nice and tam in the whole Yerach, so why should Sli be any better? Malicha is just as Chomer, Malicha is as Roseach as Sli. Sli makes Piyatu and Malicha doesn't. Yeah, because piapu is a different thing. That the chaylev has its own. That's the secret life of chaylev. That when it's this heat and it's mifapeya, that's nothing to do with what Shmuel was talking about on Tzadik Zion base. Again, because it's a different process. Okay, so I think that's more or less that one in the Rashi. I think that says in the Rashi. But there's nonetheless there's a problem in the Rashi in Poshut the Cheshmin, because okay, in such a case, where the chaylev is mefapeya, adding to the whole behema, and it's bottled the shishim, but nonetheless it asks bim kaimai. So how much does it ask bim kaimai? So by base of shechita, the Gemara says kedei klipa. The Rashba explains because like garmi kochosh, and how much does kochosh ask by sleep according to the Rashba? Kedei klipa. The Rashba tells the base also. The Rashba shechita is that sleep asks kedei klipa. So how come by the not of meroyta lacheres? So fine. So the Rashba says that it's from dovra mefapeya, but it's bottled the shishim. But still, it's nitalis mekaymer. Why are you nitalis mekaymer? It should be enough kedei klipa. Legor mekochosh should be enough kedei klipa. And the Rashba compares the two. The Rashba, the chiddush and beferish says that the case of not the very tefillah cheres is analogous to the case of beisav shechita reisach. And it's a raya to this vart that even though the chaylev is bottled the shishim in the whole behema, but nonetheless it's legor mekochosh and rashi's mekaymer kedei klipa. Okay, but if it's kedei klipa, so it should be kedei klipa. Why is it nitalis mekaymer? That's supposed to be a problem of chesed. Yeah, so for that, I don't have a great answer. I mean, it might be that the Torah's advice and the Chidushim, they're not saying exactly the same thing, but still, you know, we're not. We don't have to. The Rashba, the Chidushim might be saying, might be slightly different. You know, maybe some evolution here in his thinking. Maybe it's not exactly what he said in the Torah's advice, but. What does it help? It's the same sheet. He's saying the same word. And the Rashi the Chiddushim mitzad atzmei yishver. The Rashi the Chiddushim says that the case of not the very fellow cheres is a riot to the word that he's saying by beis hashchita. That is the gormi. That even though the shanunis is both with b'shishim and the behema, but nonetheless it asks kidei klipa because the gormi from kochosh. It's the gormi from kochosh. So, and that's why it asks kedei klipa. We understand because kochosh only asks kedei klipa. So why by not the very fellow cheres and asks kedei mitiva? That's Shidus Rash. In the din of Chelev. The Chelev is Mepapeh B'kol HaChaticha, but you still need a Kedei Klipa because they're going from Kodesh. Tosfos, I think, is Chelev on this bifurcation of the Rash. First of all, from the Tosfos over here. You see Tosfos over here wants to prove from Reitev that in every Tzli Asas Kedei Netilo. And he says, well, maybe Reitev is Mepapeh more than Gidus. Why didn't Tosfos go in already whole hog and say that maybe Reitiv is Mamash Adav Hashanah? Like, and then there'd be no Rai at all from Reitiv. You see, Tosfos like half hearted about it. It's amazing. Right? If it's in Papaya more than a Gid. If already, say like the Rashba, that Reutiv is, you can't bring a Raya from Reutiv because Reutiv is Mamash Shulman. So the some of the answer is because Tosfos held that it can't be. If the Reutiv was Mamish like Chaylev, then it would be Mefapeya in the whole Chaticho. So why would it only ask a Kedei Netila? So the Rashba's answer is it's Batal B'Shishim, but it still asks Kedei Netila. Tosfos doesn't have it. If it's Chaylev in the whole Chaticho, then it's Batal B'Reutiv. It can't also be Chaylev in the whole, you can't be both big. You can't be in two places at once. You can't tell you the Chaylev is Mefapeya in the whole Chaticho, and it's also over here in the Kedei Netila. If it's in the whole chaticho, then it's not in the kedei netila. And if it's in the kedei netila, then it's not in the whole chaticho. The Rashba has this word. Somehow there's two different processes, and it's mepapei in the whole chaticho, and it's also nice and time specifically in the legorim kolch. Taisus doesn't have it, so therefore Taisus' departure is the right. There can't be his mamish chaylev, because then it would ask the whole carbon or be bottled b'shishim, one or the other. But it wouldn't ask kedei netila. So it must be that it's not a dove shaman. If it's not a dove shaman, so why does it ask a kedei netila? It's a right. It's sli ask a kedei netila. The mleish and the chalon to taisus maybe reitiv is like in between. It's not mamish a dove shaman, but it's mefapeya more than a gid. That's the taisus. But the Rashba's bifurcation that the taisus doesn't have. And there's other rights. By the gemara by gdi shetzolei bechelboy, it says gemara things might restore to Yechanan that Rav Yechanan. And he said it's mutter. So the Gemara says, "Ahu kocha shabim." So what does it mean, "Ahu kocha shabim"? Tosfos is two pshatim. One pshat is that chaylev kochish is not mefapeya. It's a special kind of chaylev that's not mefapeya. The Rashba in the Chiddushim, I think, also says that chaylev kochish is not mefapeya. Then Tosfos another pshat that kocha shabim means that there wasn't that much of it and it was bottled b'shishim. So why was Chaylev Eichel? But it's just the last Kedei Netila. Taisus holds Sli asks Kedei Netila. But Gor Mikolchish. So why did Rabbi Yechon say Chaylev Eichel Hashem Megiel Agid? You have to leave in Kedei Netila. Okay, so maybe he said Ladafka in the Chram. Maybe Ladafka. Shmuel also said the Chaylev Eichel and Taisus Ladafka. But Taisus doesn't say anything about that. He doesn't say that over there you have to leave in Kedei Netila. It's not muchuch. Maybe he goes without saying. But rather that's the Mashmoyz. I think there's another Raya also. By the Mishnah Tipas Shinafla Lachaticha. After that Mishnah, the Mishnah Tipas Cholov. Right? So you have a Tipas Cholov, fell onto Lachaticha, and it's outside of the Reitiv. Let's say, according to Tosfos, it's totally outside of the Reitiv. Right? Tosfos holds it's totally outside of the Reitiv. So therefore, you ignore the Chaticha, you ignore everything else, and if the Tipa is nice and tam in the Basar, so the Basar is Osir, the Basar is Osir. If it's nice and tam, then it's Osir. So Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos asks, one second. If it's outside of the Reitiv, then it's Sli. If it's Sli, it should only ask a Kedei Netila. Why does it ask the whole Chaticha? So some Yishayim the answer, if you remember, the Ran, that since it's inside the pack, it's outside of the Reitiv, but it's inside the pack, so it's full of steam. So when it's the steam makes it into a Bishul kind of Matzev, and Bishul makes it the Ismail of the Tipa in the whole Chaticha. But Tosfos's answer is, and Kuches, that Cholov is Mefapeya. Cholov Mefapeya al Kol HaChatich. Cholov is a Dov HaShomen, that it's Mefapeya in the whole Chatich. What does that mean? Does it mean it's Mamish a Dov HaShomen, because it has butterfat? It's Mamish a Dov HaShomen, like Mamish, like Chaylev? But maybe it's not quite like Chaylev. Chaylev would go from Chaticha to Chaticha. This only goes into that Chaticha. That's the whole discussion that our concern might say. But a component Taisha says the Tifa asks the Yibushar connected the whole Chaticha because the Tifa is Mefapeya, it's a Dov HaShomen, and it's Mefapeya into the Cholov, rather, is Mefapeya into the whole Chaticha because the Cholov is considered to be like the Shamnunis. But it doesn't say, so the same in Mishnah, that if the Chaticha was Shishim connected the Tifa's Cholov, then it's Mutter. Why don't you say that you need Kedei Netila? They're already very awesome to say that the year, but when the Tipa fell, you have to take off the Kedei Netila. That's very hard to read in the Mishnah. Do we even know where the Tipa fell? That's very hard. That's a value would be awesome to say. Very difficult to say. That the Mokam have in the Fila, you have to have a Kedei Netila. That's just that point. Because Tosfos doesn't have this notion. If the Cholov is a Dov HaShomen, it's Mefapeya in the whole Chaticha. If the Cholov is a Dov HaShomen, it's Mefapeya in the whole Chaticha. And it's Bottle B'Shishim, There's no, Tosfos doesn't have this notion that you get the worst of both worlds. It's Mefapeya, but it also asks a Kedei Netila. If Cholov is Mefapeya, then it doesn't ask a Kedei Netila. Tosfos, she tells him. I just want to show you though a nice thing. That I think that there's another reason why Tosfos couldn't possibly hold like the Rashba. That there's somehow this bifurcation that chalav, that chalav, that shuman could be mefarpeya, and maybe be bottle b'shishim. But even though it's bottle b'shishim, it still asks him koyma k'day klip or k'day nati. Tosfos can't have that. These are elegant questions because. There's a Tosfos at the bottom of our Amud. The bottom of Sadek Vav Amud Beis. Maybe you saw it already. Tosfos in Sadek Vav Amud Beis asks an interesting question. Tosfos asks every time you roast. Let's say you're roasting. You have a piece of Isser. This is Isser, and let's say Gid or something. Let's take a case of a Gid. That's simple as that. You have a Gid. You have a gid, and it's in a yerech, and the gid asers, you soil it, you roasted it, and the gid asers k'day klip. But that's the shita that still asers k'day klip. Or k'day netila, maybe. K'day netila. K'day klip or k'day netila, take your pick. Tosfos. But not any further, because sli only asers k'day klip. That Tosfos, but we hold, we have a rule, chatichat mas in the veil. That means, that even though the gid is only nice and time in the klipa samachai, and the time of the gid doesn't go any further, but that the klipa now becomes intrinsically osir, and even the time bosser shavoy is now a time of isser. So why didn't I say when I'm roasting this yerech that the gid asers the klipa because it's nice and time in the klipa? That the klipa is nice and time in the next k'day klipa, not time of gid. The time of the gid can't go so far. But it's nice and time bosser, it's nice and time of itself into the next k'day klipa. And that's chaticha nas in the veil. And then that k'day klipa asks the next k'day klipa, and that k'day klipa asks the next k'day klipa. Every k'day klipa is nice and time in the k'day klipa asamach. Again, not the original time of k'agid. The original time of gid by sleep could only go k'day klipa. But once it asks k'day klipa, the k'day klipa is chaticha nas in the veil. And now its own time becomes bosser, and it's nice and time in the next chaticha, and it's nice and time in the next chaticha. And before you know it, the whole world has become a chatichah nas in the veil. Like a science fiction story. Pretty soon, the whole world is a chain reaction, and all of a sudden, the whole world now is chatichah nas in the veil. So Tosfos says that you say that you only say chatichah nas in the veil of the mokim that the original Isser is Yochel Halev. Where the original Isser can travel, so then you can say chatichah nas in the veil. If the original Isser is traveling there, so why do I even need Chatichah Nas Nevela? The original Isser is traveling there. No, but the most regular case of Chatichah Nas Nevela would be they have, let's say, a tipas cholov fell on a piece of meat. And there was a big tipas cholov and a small piece of meat, or a tipas cholov fell on a meatball. So the meatball became osir. Now I take that meatball and I throw it into 50 other meatballs. So if not for Chatichah Nas Nevela, I would say, well, the whole problem is the original tipas cholov. Now the tipas cholov is a bottle of shish. So comes on Chatichah Nas Nevela and says, no, the original meatball now became osir. So now you have to be about the whole meatball, and since connected that meatball, I only have other 50 meatballs, and I need 60 meatballs, so all of the meatballs become awesome. But that's still a mokum that the cholov is yochel lahalach. There is milk in all of the meatballs. It's less than shishim. So it ought to be bottled b'roi, but chatichah nas nevela prevents it from being bottled b'roi. But there is milk there, so it's a mokum sha'ai cholov yochel lahalach. So then you say chatichah nas nevela. But chatichah nas nevela says that even though the chayra, I'm diluting it and diluting it and diluting it like in homeopathic medicine, I'm diluting it more and more, so in order, by at a certain point, in order to become bottle b'shishim, but chatichah nas nevela says no, but the chatich itself becomes like the cholov and it doesn't become, and therefore it doesn't become, it remains awesome. But if you could somehow get to a point where there is no cholov there at all, because the cholov can't go there, so then there'll be no chatichah nas nevela. So that's what happens over here. The tama gid can only go into the k'day klipo. The tama gid doesn't go any further. Because sli is only made of tama k'day klipo. So once you get past the first k'day klipo, in all these other k'day klipos, there is no tama gid at all. If there's none of the original tama at all, then you don't say chatichah nas nevela. That's the side of Tosfos. Not all Rishonim agree to this Tosfos. The Ram in the end of Kalabasas, there's other tirutzim for Tosfos kasha. Chazal when goes to the chatichah nas nevela by k'day klipo. Some say there's only chatichah nas nevela and chatichah shleima. There's other tirutz of Tosfos kasha, but that's the yisoid of Tosfos. So there's an interesting har over here. What about the Rashba's case? The Rashba says every case of chaylev. Right? You have a little bit of reitiv. You have a korban pesach. And a piece of reitiv fell on it. So the Rashba says two things happen. First of all, the reitiv aser is kedei netilo yitlis of chaylev, because they're going in kochish. But then in addition, the shamnunis spreads out to the whole thing, but it's bottled l'shishim. So what's the kasha? What is the kasha? It should spread. Chatir nas nevelo. The tip is the right of asa the kedei netila. That kedei netila now is chatir nas nevelo. It should spread to the next kedei netila, to the next kedei netila. And here you can't say, no, but Israel no yochel halach. What do you mean they say no yochel halach? By the chaylev is yochel halach. The chaylev really isn't for paying to the chatir. This is bottled l'shishim. So it's not really a kasha in the Rashba, because who says the Rashba has Tosis Yisrael? I don't show you don't have Tosis Yisrael of Lokum Shesu Yochel Halach. But Tosis has the Yisrael. So the Chalami, Tosis can't hold like the Rashba. Tosis can't have this bifurcation. That the Tipa, the right there is Batul B'Shishim, but it asks Kedei Netila because Lagoi Mikochosh. If it would ask Kedei Netila because Lagoi Mikochosh, then that Kedei Netila would ask the next Kedei Netila with Chatim and Asna Veilam, next Kedei Netila. So it's not shy. A Kochot Tosis also knows this thing. If the Tipa's Chol is Batul B'Shishim, it's Batul B'Shishim. End of story. That's not an interesting Chicago chesed. Okay, let's see if I can entice this. Let's see Tosis inside. So Tosis goes on and says, "Umiyule ashkochem shemokim sheisagilon sheisagili sleep a klipa." Tosis says, even though from Reitiv there's no Reitiv is ambiguous. It might be a good model that you see that Slias is getting the tilo. Shaykh to say maybe not. We don't know for sure. Right? It might be more mifapeya, that more nice and tam than a gid. So you can't know for sure if the mission of nitalis mekayme by right is a proof that sliyas is kenei netilu. It might be an indication, but it might not. So Kay says, but we don't have any counterproof. No, that's for sure. There's no proof anywhere that sli only asks kenei klipa. If we had somewhere in Gemara that sliyas is kenei klipa, so I would say right is different. But given that I don't have anywhere in Gemara that Sliyas is Kedei Klipa, I know that Asas is right. I have no Gemara that Asas is the only Kedei Klipa. Maybe it Asas is more than Kedei Klipa. And I have a Gemara, I have a Mishnah by Reitiv that Asas is Kedei Netila. So therefore, we have to be, that's what Tosfos is about to say. So therefore, we have to assume that every Sliyas is Kedei Netila. Now, the Lo Matzino Klipa in this case is Linyan Sli. We don't find anywhere Kedei Klipa in the context of Sli. Well, we do have Kedei Klipa, but not in the context of sleep. Where we have it is in Gemara of Ketzet Zaynim, the Chamotech Zaynim. So you have a hot piece of meat, let's say, fell into some cold milk, and Shmuel says Tatogava, so the milk remains cold, so there's no Bishul. So Gemara says, Shmuel HaMekhele, the Tatogava, that the Mekilo Bola, that it's Boilea Kedei Klipa, while the meat is cooling off, the milk cools off the meat, but not instantaneously. So there's a certain amount of time in which you have hot meat with cold milk. So the Gemara says the meat in that span of time is Berlea Kedei Klipa. So there you talk about the Gemara that talks about Kedei Klipa, but Tosfos says that's not a raya that Sli only asks Kedei Klipa. The Efshid the Reisech that Sli Balat Fe. Maybe Sli is Berlea more than a Kedei Klipa. Maybe there's a difference between Sli. Maybe Sli is Berlea Kedei Netila, like you see by Reitiv. By Reitiv might be different, but may not be different. Maybe Sli is Berlea Kedei Netila. I, by Chamotech Tzoyim, is only Berlea Kedei Klipa. Maybe Tzli is Beilea more than Chamotech Tzayim. Now, it's not so spelled out in Tosfos. Why would Tzli be Beilea more than Chamotech Tzayim? Tzli is hot, and Chamotech Tzayim is a hot piece of meat. Like, what is the story the Tosfos is saying that Chamotech Tzayim is only Beilea Kedei Klipa, and the Maker of the Bola Kedei Klipa, but real Tzli is Beilea Kedei Netila? Why is real Tzli more Chomer than Chamotech Tzayim? So, one possibility would be to say that maybe that by Chamotech Tzoynon, it's a very short amount of time. So maybe it only has time to be Belea Kedei Klipa. And that's, I think the first time I ever saw that Gemara, that's like what I was traveling Gemara. I do make a Lobola Kedei Klipa. While it's cooling off, it's Belea Kedei Klipa. Meaning, if it would have more time, it would Belea more. But really, it cools off very fast. But Tzoynon is Goyver, Tatal Gavar. So the piece of meat cools off right away. But in the short amount of time that it takes to cool off, it's very fast. But in the short amount of time it takes to cool off, it's Beleia, doesn't have time to Beleia more, but has time to Beleia Kedei Klipa. But by Tzli, there's an ongoing heat. It's in there for an hour. So then it's Belay Moy, then it's Taka Belay Kadenatil. That might be Chatham Tesis. The loss of the Tesis is not Mashmah. Because the loss of the Tesis is. The Eshed Reseach that sleep Bolat Fei. The loss of the Tesis is not Mashmah. Reseach that sleep has more time. Mashmah Tesis that it's Belay Moy. Bolat. The Reseach that sleep, the Reseach of sleep is a bigger Reseach. It doesn't sound like it's an issue of time. And then it says the Ramah says that let's say you have a case not of Cham Lutei Tzoynon, where you have Tatogova. What if you have Cham and Tzoynon side by side? You have a hot piece of meat and a piece of cheese, and they're side by a cold piece of cheese with a hot piece of meat, and they're side by side. So nothing's going there. There's no Ilor, there's no Tatogova, nothing's going there. The hot piece of meat stays hot, and the cold piece of cheese stays cold. How much is it Belea? So Taisa says it's Belea, the Ramah says it's Belea Kadekli. Based on this Gemara, they make a Labola Kadekli. Ceremony, what are we talking about? Here, it only has a short amount of time because the piece of meat right away is cooled off because Tatar Gola. Over there, the meat stays hot. The meat stays hot, so why is it only Kate Klippa? What's the comparison? You see, the Ramah didn't understand the Gemara. That a Megal Bola Kate Klippa doesn't have to do with time. The fat, a hot piece of meat, but Etzim is only Bola Kate Klippa. If the milk would be hot too, the Lamash Lapi Log of our, then it would be Bishon. Hot piece of meat and to have milk is Bishon. Or Kodi Logova, so the hot piece of meat, the hot meat makes the milk hot, so it's bishul, so it acids the whole thing. But here, the milk stays cold. Since the milk stays cold, it's only the intrinsic heat of the meat. The intrinsic meat of the heat of the meat is only Belea Kadekli. Oh, so then why is it different than sleeves? That's, and then we're back to square one. So why is it say it sleeves Bola Tvei? The Chari sleeve, why is it sleeve more? So the Chari, the Pashup side is, because sleeve is on the fire and it's not on the fire. So it's Bola Tvei. It's hotter. Sleeve is on the fire, so it's roasting, it's more hot. Then the piece of meat may be hot, but it's not the heat. It's not on a fire, so it's not Belea quite as much. The Beis Ephraim says a different shot that I'll see. We'll see in a minute why he says it. The Beis Ephraim says that the reason why Tzli is Mochomer is because the meat was never roasted. The meat was cooked. How do we know? He's just assuming that this meat, how did it get hot in the first place? The meat's hot. How did it get hot? So Beis Ephraim said the case is the meat got hot because it was cooked in a pot. So how hot could the meat get? 212 degrees. That's how hot it could get. The meat that's roasted could get much hotter than 212 degrees. Right? That's a fact. Right? Am I right? Cooked meat can only get as hot as the water. The water can only be 212 degrees. That's boiling. So cooked meat is not as hot as roasted meat. So the Beis Ephraim said that's the basis. That Cham Lutei Tzoynon is a piece of meat that was cooked. So it's 212 degrees. So it's Belea Kadekli. But roasted meat is hotter. So roasted meat could be Belea Kadeh more than Kadeh Klippa. We'll see in a second why he says it, but he says that that's the shot. But we'll see in a second he's marveled something with it. But I just want to, but it'll come out a big chiddush din. What if you have a piece of meat that was roasted and it fell into the soil? Then it'll have to be Belea Kadeh Natima, because now it has the heat of sleep. We'll see in a second why he says it exactly for this Natima. We'll see. Then Tesis goes on and says, Ulakaman that prepare kolabosu to Omer Rav. Ahu by Goyzlo. The Gemara says Rav, not Rav. Ahu by Goyzlo the Nofel of Ekada the Kimcha the Tzli Boy Klipa. There was a case. There was a bird, and it fell into a pot of Kimcha. Kimcha is a milk dip. And it says you need Klipa. Why could they? You need Klipa over there. She says, why could they Klipa? Shini Kadei Netila. That's not clear what that means. We'll see in a second. Let's just finish the thought. Shini Kadei Netila. So Taisi answers, Haino, I feel a bit, also I feel a bit sane. Mishum Debayoyin Rochach Tuba Ubala. So it's very not clear what Taisi wants. That's a case of Tato Gavar. The hot piece of meat fell into Kimcha. The Kimcha is cold. So it's Tato Gavar. And they make a Lebola Kadei Klippa. What does Taisi want? The Gemara is Gavalik. What's the cash? Why does Taisi think over there it should be Kadei Netila because it's Sli? Why is it? Why is it sleep? It's Tato Gova. I said before, Tato Gova is only Belea Kadeh Klippa. Hot meat, hot chicken, fell into a cow of the Kimcha, so it's Tato Gova. If Greg asked this question, he says, what's the Psalm Taisus? This is a classic case of Tato Gova. About it should be like it should be Kadeh Klippa. There's nothing sharing in the world. What's bothering Taisus? So the Greg asked this question of the Chasm Sefer. We have both sides of the correspondence. So the Chasam Sofer answered, no, the piece of the bar avzo, this chicken, whatever it was, when it fell into the kimcha, it sank. Presumably it sank, didn't fly, float. That would be a miracle, but presumably it sank. So if it sank, so now the meat is the tatoa. So if the meat is the tatoa govar, so it should be really more than the kedek liba. This is really much like a sapleskim, because there's a Rashba that says that when it's just such a case, a piece of meat falls into cold milk, the Rashba says even though it sinks, it's still called, the milk is the tatoa. Because the milk is the thing that's sitting there, and the meat is the thing that fell in, so it doesn't matter that it sinks, the milk is still the tatoa. So the Chasam Sefer says, fine, Tosis is not married to that order, it doesn't have to hold like that Rashba. And Tosis thought that thinks that since the chicken sinks in, so the chicken is the tatoa, so the chicken heats up the kimcha, and in the mail, it should be laying more than kedei klipa. Why doesn't Mar say it's only belay kedei klipa? However, Rabbi Kiveger, that's what Chasam Sefer answers. But Rabbi Kiveger, we have in the Chidushim, Rabbi Kiveger says he thinks that that's not maspik. Kiveger also preempts that possibility. And Rabbi Kiveger says, no, that's not good. Because if that's what Tosis holds, that the meat, the chicken heated up the milk, then how much should it be belay? You have hot milk now and hot chicken. It's bishul. It should answer the whole thing. So that doesn't belong over here. It's not even the Kedei Netilah. Kedei Netilah. It's not a kasha about sli. Then it's not a kasha that can work. If the chicken heated up the milk, heated up the kimcha, then it should be bishul and it should ask the whole thing. Fine, that's a good kasha, but it's nothing to do with this toisus. This toisus we're talking about sli, and why is the nasa Kedei Netilah? Basically, we're casing Manashach. What's going on over here? If toisus holds that the milk is the tatar. So then what's the kasha in the first place? Tato gober and sanamekul, bola kadeklipo. It's no problem. So then Tosis doesn't have a kasha. And if Tosis thinks that like the Chasam Sofer says, that the chicken sinks and becomes the tato, and it makes the kimcha hat, then Tosis has a hat, then there's a bigger problem that why doesn't it ask the kinei netilo? It should ask the whole thing. And that's not mashma and Tosis, because then it's not to do with the discussion of Tosis. It doesn't belong over here. So the pagan blinds by a kasha. So it's to answer this kasha that Beis Ephraim says as well. He says, a lot of the chicken is the thing that's on top. But he says, why do we say to make a toast before and to make a bowl of the klipa? No, but you see hot meat is belay only the klipa. So why is that different than sli? So Tosis answered, sli is belay more than a hot piece of meat. Why? So the center of Beis Ephraim, because the piece of meat, the gemara of chamot etzoinon, the meat is only 212 degrees. So that's not so hot. It's only belay kedei klipa. But when you roast meat, then it's much hotter than 212 degrees. So then it's belay kedei netilo. Says the Beis Ephraim. So now I understand Tosis kasha. This chicken, was it cooked or was it roasted? The Gemara says it was roasted. That's what it says in the Gemara. Gemara says that it was sleep. The Gemara calls it sleep. So this bar abza was roasted, so it was more than 212 degrees. It was very hot. If it was very hot, then our demekalo should be belayah, not a kedei klipa, but a kedei netilo. Because again, Tosis is learning that our demekalo doesn't mean only has time to be belayah kedei klipa. That's not the issue. Like you see in the Ramah, it's not a problem of time. It's rather that the etzem sli is belayah more. A hot piece of meat by itself is belayah kedei netilo. Is kedei klipa rather, and sli is belayah more. It's bola tfei. What makes sleep space? One possibility is because it's on the fire. But the Beis Ephraim says, no, that's not the difference. The difference is that chamot etzoinon, it's a cooked piece of meat. It's only 212 degrees. But a roasted piece of meat is hotter. It's belay etfei. So Tosis now asks Tosis, but this bar abza was roasted. So it's very hot. So it should be belay kedei netilo. That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis answers, no, it wasn't hot at all. It cooled off. It was a cold roasted piece of meat. It was leftovers. So then so why was the belay altogether? Because it was rochich. Because it was rochich, it was soft, and it was belay. Then as another Gemara says, "Vakabi tzayr od nevosu vina v'mepachas achas v'nechayshu v'ashli noigis v'zuv v'amina v'gemara v'chi noigis v'zuv my havi tzayn v'tzayn havi shining the heat of people leboy adochem leboy." So the Gemara talks about klipa. It doesn't need klipa because it's mashma that if it would have been hot, it would need a kedei klipa. Tais also need a kedei netilo. Tais lamish and the sleet cycle is agalei the klipa. The hachkam and he the klipa leboy kmei chamel tech tzayon adochanami leboy.
So it's enough to take off a kedei klipa. Why not a kedei netilo? Shiny awesome the shamnuna shall asach dov amuatu. The mina parak says case is solid. Sochay v'shemen shel tumim chavu es kainam yechlu. Shall yisolu yitz yimisli yikot besim kaimai. Lemar asks, but the carbon pesach is hot. Hatog gavar. So now the shemen is hot. So should I say the whole thing? The shemen is hot. It should be mefarpeya into the whole carbon. And the Gemara answers and mefarish. I feel my domer tato gover shiny sicha de mashu kavdile. And therefore, all you need is a kedei klipa. That means I think pshat nakamara is going to depend. Just looking at pshat nakamara, just ifritaych nakamara will depend on Tosfos and the Rashi. What does it say nakamara? The Gemara says it's in the sugya of tato gover. So says, if you hold tato gover, so we have a case of a hot carbon pesach. And they smeared it with shemen shel truma. So the Gemara says, if it's a chavur shel kayanim, no problem, they'll eat it the way it is, not a problem. But if it's a chavur shel yisrael, so you have to be kailif. You have to be kailif to carbon pesach to get rid of the shemen. So the Gemara asks, 1 second. So they put the shemen on after they took the thing off the thing. So the Gemara asks, but if tatal govar, then the carbon pesach heats up the shemen. So the Gemara says, "Kulei lister." The Lashon Gemara said it should all be osur. Some of the chat is because the shemen is a dava shamin. Shemen is pure fat. So the shemen is a dava shamin. It should be mefarpeya and aser the whole carbon. So why is it enough to be kailav? Should have to be. Should the whole thing should be osur? So the Gemara answers that it's a dava muot. The shemen is a dava muot, so you only have to be kailav. So the feet taisus that means. But even though chaylev is mfarpeya to the whole chaticho, but here there's so little shemen that it can only be mfarpeya to the klipa. If you're the Rashba, maybe the pshat is different. The Gemara means, no, maybe it's mfarpeya to the whole carbon pesach. But there's so little shemen that it's both of the shishim. If it's both of the shishim, why do you have to be chaylev? That's the Rashba. That's the Rashba's word. Even though it's mfarpeya no chaticho and it's bottle, but it's the last is kedei klipa. Like the case of Beis Hashkita. Yeah, then we still have another problem. So then, why kedei klipa and not kedei netilo? That's the student of Rashi that we never really resolved. I mean, by Beis Hashkita it says kedei klipa, by not the right of Acheres it says kedei netilo. We don't know what to do with that. You know, like, I don't know. That we never resolved that problem. But Akuponim Lefi the Rashi, I think the Machlekes says in the Rashi, it infiltrates into the Pashut Pshat in this Gemara. What's the word of the Shemen is a Dava Mut? If you tell you, it means it's only mefarpeya kedei klipa. You see, an interesting thing that even shuman that's mefarpeya, but if it's a dava muad, it's only mefarpeya, and then it runs out, and then it can't be mefarpeya more than kedei klipa because it gets depleted. And the Rashi could learn. I don't know if he does, but he could learn that lo l'shem is mefarpeya into the whole thing. But that's batul b'shishim, like the samnun shel asaket. It's also a dava muad, but it's mefarpeya into the whole chaticha. But nonetheless, it asks kedei klipa. I don't remember if the Rashi Mechidushim quotes this Gemara. The Rashi Mechidushim Nachas, that Rashi, does he quote this Gemara? No, he doesn't mention this Gemara. Rashi mentions this Gemara. Maybe this is more time. Learn the other way. Okay. Fine. Back here.